not quite one-fourth, and never just half, but the entirety of one primate, whole. It is the part of a story, an idea that means more to you than me. Hello and welcome to Full Gorilla Life. We are Jeremy Keen,
Larry Medina,
and Corey Hewlings.
Each week, we will break down an important life concept or talk with an inspiring person so that you can live your full gorilla life.
Hello, we'd like to welcome you back to the podcast, to the Full Gorilla Life podcast. And today we would like to go ahead and introduce you to Laura Radichai. Hopefully I did not butcher
it. You got it.
Awesome.
Nice work.
And she is the owner of Sunday Strong, which is a local organization. And we'll get into that in a minute. But before we get into that, we'd like to start off with a quick 10 rapid fire questions.
All right, here we go, Laura. For our Gorilla Gauntlet, are you married or single?
Married.
Any children?
2 7-year-old twins.
Wow. City living?
Vero Beach, Florida.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Favorite movie or book?
The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna. Book.
One didn't stump her at all. I feel like a lot of people get lost. Like,
on pause on that. There's usually a little pause.
You know your favorite one.
Like, I know it. I'm in a book club and I picked that one. Okay. I'm really proud. It's the best book we picked so far.
Okay.
So yeah.
Right. You said you picked it and it's the best one you picked
yes.
so far.
Okay.
No shame in that. She
no.
knows that.
What kind of book is that?
Fiction about World War II.
Okay.
But really like well researched.
Okay.
Really good.
Like historical fiction.
Yes.
Kind of
nice. Awesome.
Favorite genre of music?
Pop.
Reservation or just walk-in?
Walk-in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
I mean, should we get into that?
No, we should move on.
Favorite type of food?
Oh, goodness. Italian, Thai. I don't know. I'm 11 weeks pregnant, so like everything right now.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
you're just craving different things.
So hopefully this comes out like 1 week. So then it's like I can break that like taboo, like you have to wait 12 weeks. But yeah, so everything right now.
Okay.
Awesome. Nice.
Awesome.
What do you drive?
Chevy Traverse.
Beer, whiskey, or wine?
Or none in the moment. We get it. But when you can.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Yep.
Warm or cold?
Warm.
I feel like most red wines are warm,
aren't they?
But I feel like most women put ice cubes in it now.
Yeah.
Really?
Or frozen grapes.
How dare
that's fancy.
They?
That's like sangria, isn't it?
Frozen grapes doesn't water it down, and then you can eat the grapes afterwards.
Do they absorb the liquor at the same time, so it's like a bonus?
I don't know. I don't drink, so I'm really not sure.
Point.
This is
that's
just something I know.
Why am I asking
that's
you this?
That's a good
Sorry.
Idea to like, do an Instagram
knowledge.
About this little like
yeah. Montana. Yeah. Full Gorilla okay. Friday nights. Make sure you check it out.
Yeah.
Coming soon. All right. So if we can get into a little bit of Sunday Strong, and then we'll get into some background on that. But maybe you could give us a quick rundown as to what Sunday Strong is.
Okay. Sunday Strong is a 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to increase physical activity in adults with intellectual disabilities. So what we do is we partner with gyms. Right now it's just in New River County, but we partner with gyms to host a 1-hour group exercise class. A lot of adults with intellectual disabilities lead sedentary lifestyles, and we're trying to increase them to go out and, you know, do these group exercise classes. But there's a lot of barriers. If you go to a gym, you'll see there, you don't come across a lot of people with intellectual disabilities in them. One barriers could be cost. Another could be see that perception of feeling welcomed. So what Sunday Strong is doing is breaking those barriers. We're providing exercise classes at no cost to them. And the classes are really tailored to their needs. They're with their group of friends that all go there. The classes just are really tailored towards them. And right now we are working with 5 gyms in Indian River County. We have Vero Strength is where this program started. Studio 14, Christie's Fitness, Vero Fitness, which is formerly the Jungle Club. And we just signed on Sebastian Treasure Coast CrossFit.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. What made you think of this idea?
I have a sister with special needs, and I went with her to a Special Olympics golf tournament back in October 2017. And I was looking around. Special Olympics is awesome. Like, people, they are so pumped about the medals and the competition. But I was looking around and I was like alarmed by the health of most of the participants. And I started doing some quick, you know, research on my phone as I'm sitting there waiting for Maria, my sister, to tee off. And they're, the majority of them are overweight. They have high blood pressure. You know, just, they are not healthy. So I started thinking, like, what is it in my life that keeps me healthy? And it was CrossFit. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start a CrossFit class for Maria and her friends. And hopefully that class will help them want to, you know, partake in healthy habits. Because once you're exercising, then you kind of comes with like eating right. And you're, of course, everyone who's done CrossFit, you're around a whole community mm-hmm. that is like all gung-ho about being healthy. So I kind of wanted to give them a taste of that and see what would happen if it could change their lives.
So do you, within the hour class, you also do some nutritional stuff with them as well? Like, you've brought both those elements together?
You know, we'll do like health, like tips at the end of class, and it's, you know, eat a fruit and vegetable okay. with every meal. We'll assign them kind of like homework. So we're just trying to kind of constantly promote mm-hmm. that healthy cool. lifestyle.
So were you a trainer before, or how were you involved, or were you just yes. part of CrossFit? Or
so I actually, my full-time job is I'm in PR. I worked for 12 years at a firm in New York City. And then in April, I just started my own company to become an independent contractor. And so I could really kind of split time between Sunday Strong and doing public relations. But during that time, I was sitting at a desk for 40 hours a week and I needed like some kind of outlet. So I looked into doing CrossFit Kids. Cause I have two kids. I was like, oh, this is awesome. I'll, you know, bring them there and I can be a CrossFit Kids coach. So in September, 2017, I got instructed, I got my level one and I was, the coach of CrossFit Kids. And now I'm the director of that program at Vero Strength.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had my CrossFit Kids. It expired, but it's a really cool program.
It is way cool.
Yeah. So me and Jeremy did. We
were both L1.
Yeah. For a while. And then it expired.
Back when Wendy and Rob started theirs, we were looking to start and then we just never.
It just never materialized.
I was the anchor, I think. Anyway,
we'll move forward. It just never materialized. But that's okay. You know?
We got that education.
Yeah.
Information.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a podcast now.
Yes.
So otherwise it would not happen.
When you first started for your sister, what was the class? Like, how many did you? Were you able to get right away?
So we started in January 2018. I think four people came to that first class. And we had Wendy was there and a volunteer, Gina, who's been the volunteer since day one now. She's been at every class we've had at Vero Strength. And we have grown this class. Just last Sunday, we had 20 people come
awesome.
On Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you do it at other gyms too. So are they having classes on Sundays too? So, is it only Sundays?
Never had the intention to turn this into a nonprofit. This was just going to be, the gym was closed on Sunday. I thought it was a perfect time to just kind of, you know, do this with my sister
with
and her friends.
Could,
yeah.
Okay.
And then like what we saw within these athletes, you know, we had one girl come and she couldn't get on and off the ground herself. And now she's doing burpees. Another woman was like, I don't run. And now she's doing laps around our gym. And we just saw like so much confidence in these athletes that walked into our door. I'm like, this is awesome. And this needs to leave these four walls at Vero Strength. And Wendy was the one that was like, you need to turn this into a nonprofit. Like, I'll help you. Let's do it. So I was like, all right. So that 501c3 paperwork was like probably 8 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that took a while. When we got we got it in June, approval from the IRS, it was like the best feeling in the world. So got that. And then, yeah. So now I go to other gyms and try to get them on board with doing a class. So it doesn't have to be CrossFit. Like Vero Strength is obviously a gym that hosts mm-hmm. a CrossFit class. So we do that. Studio 14, they do Zumba. So on Wednesdays at 4 PM, they do a Zumba class.
Okay.
Yep. So it's not just on Sundays then?
No. So our mantra, you know, we'd break it down and it was originally called a special CrossFit class. I think that was like the first name of this. And then during that time, we'd break it down and say 1, 2, 3, Sunday Strong. And then when we were looking for names for our 501c, for our nonprofit, I was like, it has to be Sunday Strong.
Yeah.
But I know it's like an uphill battle. I'm like waiting till we're known enough so I don't have to explain to everyone like, no, the classes are not just on Sunday. That's just how we got our name.
Yeah, okay.
But it's got a good story there though.
Yeah, so. No, it definitely does. So what are some advantages that you get from being a nonprofit versus
like having a company.
Yeah.
So,
or just doing it by yourself and not being a nonprofit, like finding sponsorships or something like that.
Yeah. So it's all donor based. So that's how we get our income. There's no salary. Like we have a board of directors. Everything I do has to be run through this board for approval. So it's not like you're okay. A CEO at a business. I own this. I can make my own decisions. It has to run through our board. We have a 7-person board who has incredible backgrounds. We have one person that used to be a lawyer in New York City, another an MD, a local doctor in town, Dr. Colin Kitchell. He's on the board. So Wendy from the Shafransky from Vero Strength. So all of us kind of pull our experience together. And the way we make our money is through donations, which are tax deductible.
Okay, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you get any grants or anything as well? Or
is that grant writing and applying for grants, that is definitely in our future.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You haven't yet.
We're not there yet.
Okay.
But we will be.
Absolutely.
So what are some tricks that you see, right? Because like, let's say if I do have somebody at home that is a special needs but doesn't want to get out there because they don't have the confidence or it just seems too daunting of a task, right? To go in front of a bunch of people and join a class. What is something that they can do to get that person to?
I just tell people, just come to one class. You don't have to participate. And I've had so many people bring their child or the person they care for, and they always end up jumping in. Just, you know, they see it and they're nervous that first time. But the same thing I tell to athletes, to volunteers, to donors, come to a class because mm-hmm. you will want to jump in and get involved this minute you see what goes on in these classes. The volunteers are incredible. If we have someone that's, you know, kind of nervous, you know, volunteers from the whatever gym they're at, go right up, bring them right into the program. And they jump right in, just come to a class. You don't have to participate, just show up.
Now, anybody's caretaker that brings them, can they work out with them or is it just?
So each fitness facility is different. If at Studio 14 Zumba, they encourage you to come and work out with them. At Vero Strength, the caregivers are not allowed to participate. We have so many volunteers there that are hands-on to help all the athletes. So, it's better for them just to kind of sit out, watch, encourage their athletes, you know, cheer them on, whatever they need to do, but they can't work out there. So I guess it's different from each fitness facility.
So do you do any training or anything? Because some of these, individuals that are coming on the disabled, mm-hmm. some of them might need special care, I presume, or something based on what they're doing. Is there any type of training when you go to a gym or do you kind of just leave it up to them?
You're trained right now when you're a coach to really anyone can walk in the gym. So even if it wasn't a Sunday Strong program, coaches should be able to know how to scale or adapt a program for any adult that walks in with intellectual disabilities. We really train them on like the social aspect, you know, repetitiveness is so good. Also like little things, we do a lot of research and study, like for Down syndrome, for example, is like super hyper flexible. So when you're working with free weights, just to be careful with like the size of weights you use. So we kind of give them that guidance, tips. And we're also, I'm at every single class that I sign on every gym for about 6 weeks to 8 weeks until they feel comfortable to kind of help guide them and, you know, show them.
So how many days a week in Indian River County do you have going now? Because I know you said Sunday, obviously, and Wednesdays for Zumba.
So we have 5 classes a week.
Okay.
Yep. My goal is to get 7 and be 7 days strong. Because right now, but the end, good. Doesn't it sound good?
That's
good.
PR.
That hashtag 7 days strong. Yeah.
That's PR for
yes. because right now, so the NIH requires 150 minutes of exercise a week for you, for me, for my sister, Maria. Only 9% of adults with intellectual disabilities meet that requirement. But if we're able to have our Sunday Strong athletes attend 3 to 4 classes a week, we'll be able to get that to 100%. And that is my goal.
So these, you have 20 or so now on Sunday Strong at the gym. Do those same 20 go to each of the different locations to continue throughout the week?
Some do. Some are just specifically, or we have one woman that only loves Zumba. She is just all about Zumba. So she goes to the Zumba classes. So we have probably about 30 athletes total right now in our program.
And you said adult. So was there an age requirement there that you guys have?
So 18 and older.
18 and older is what, okay. Interesting. Okay.
So how do you get adults signed up for it?
So right now they just contact Sunday Strong, or we, you know, they people promoted at the specific gym, they're hosting a class, and then I'm there with the paperwork. Hopefully by January 1st, we'll have a really good website where people can go on, sign on. We can sign gyms via the website. And that is what we really need to do to help us scale this program. But right now it's just me going around from gym to gym, meeting people, giving the paperwork.
What do you think your biggest challenge is right now? Is it getting people to come in or getting funding for those people that come in?
The biggest challenge is, I think it's going to be to get the athletes in the door, and get the caregivers and parents on board with the program. And this is the thing, it's not a social activity. This is health. Like this is a priority that you need to make for your person you're caring for, your child. So that I think getting the athletes committed. But once they go, our retention rate for athletes, I think it's 100%. Once they come to a class, we haven't lost anyone except, you know, some people summer up north and then they come back. But you know,
back and they're all in.
So it's just getting them to get over the fear of walking into a gym and doing an exercise class.
Okay. Is it a lot of family that brings it, or is there any group homes or?
Probably 75% family, 25%. Caregivers. And I actually met with the ARC in Indian River County, so hopefully we'll start being able to get there.
Yeah, because I would think, and I'm not 100% sure what the ARC is. Is it a group home type of deal?
Yes, they have group homes. They have day education for adults and children, I think, with intellectual disabilities.
Yes, actually, I have heard of the ARC.
So are you trying to get maybe a gym to go to them there, or just to get them to come to a gym?
Not yet. That because for our athletes, you have to be able to act independently in a group setting. Okay. So there's definitely like you have to sign a terms and conditions to join Sunday Strong. And I know there's people that might not be capable of that. And as we expand, I would like to somehow figure out how to do videos online for those people, or go to the, wherever they are, the group homes. We're not there yet. But I eventually want to be able to touch everyone.
Okay.
So how long ago did you get your 501(c)?
We got that in June 2019.
Oh, you just got. Wow. Oh,
yeah,
so
we're babies.
Brand new.
Yeah, okay. We're young.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've already moved the needle quite a bit.
Yes. You know what? It's something that you can like feel. Like it's like you can just go to any classes. We have an open door policy. Like, come on over, come on, check it out. And like, once you see it, and even on our social media, our Facebook and our Instagram, we post videos and pictures, and it's just like, you get it. Like, you see the difference and the changes in these athletes week after week. And you're like, that's so cool. And like the volunteers, like we don't even have, so many people have been like, how can I help? How can I volunteer? I've had like donors come up. Like I want to help. How can I help financially? And it's like, I was told like the nonprofit world is so hard. You're going to be constantly like begging for money and sales and donation. And that might come. I know it will. So I don't want to like jinx myself. But yeah, Right now, like the open arms of the Vero Indian River community has been so awesome to
that,
this program.
That speaks to the need that you filled, I think, too, knowing that there's people out there wanting to promote this and fund this.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great story.
When you have volunteers, as far as, are they there to help train? And if, or do you have like a ratio that you try to keep to for coach to the athletes?
Yeah. So there, we have every time, like for CrossFit, you have your coaches who are level one. So they are always at a class, and the volunteers are just there to kind of like help cheer on, instruct with the coaches, move athletes. You know, if we have stations to help everyone get to their places. But so you know, what's cool is a lot of volunteers had never worked with special needs people, you know, and they were like a little nervous. And I just told people, like, they're just like us. Like, they're totally normal. Like, you know, and I've had people like, this has been life changing. Like, I see, like, now I see, you know, athletes at Publix and I'm like, hey, what's up? And I like know how to talk. And it's like really changed not just the athlete's life, but the volunteers who are involved in this program.
It breaks down barriers, I think, when someone doesn't know of certain personalities or anything like that, they get to break that barrier.
Yeah, or like how to act and like just act like yourself.
It's just there's nothing different. Just be you.
Nothing. Yeah. And they like, that's awesome. They're the coolest people ever.
And to your point, right? Earlier you were saying how if you go into a CrossFit gym and you do CrossFit, typically whether you work out, whether it's Zumba or CrossFit or whatever it is, you go through something together. So helps to break that barrier. So that community's got to be super strong as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen anybody that were, like, what is your biggest surprise so far? I mean, it's still young, right? I mean, we're a couple months in, but I was curious.
But you've been doing it longer than that, right? How long has it been going on now?
Since 2018, January.
Okay. So it's okay. So you're coming year up on 2 years.
Yeah. I think the biggest surprise is like these people have never considered themselves athletes. And now they think they are like badass athletes. And I love it. Like they are so into exercise and, you know, seeing, like I said, that woman who couldn't get up and down. My husband would literally be on one side and I'd be on the other trying to get her to do like an ab mat sit up.
Sure.
And like now she can get up off the ground. That's like a life skill. You know, we just like help that woman in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So seeing that progress in people has been really cool.
But that goes right back to what you said is, you know, they're just like us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people just in the world that don't see themselves as athletes. My wife being one of them, she never thought of herself as an athlete until she ran her first half marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just wasn't an athlete. She never was athletic, never played sports. And I said, you know, you just have to decide that you're an athlete and then you're an athlete. That's really how easy
it is. Mindset.
It's a mindset. Yeah.
You decide it and you start doing it. I mean, you don't have to be great at it. I'm not a great athlete, but I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
Kind of. Depending on the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now think about it though, right? So you have a PR business and then you have the Sunday Strong business. And I myself am a desk jockey, right? Mm-hmm. So I sit at a desk all day, 40 hours a week, roughly. But to me, like, this has got to be way more satisfying. Like, aside from everything else, right? Like,
yes,
you get out, you get to do your thing. You're not stuck in a room or a cubicle or desk, but just the whole aspect of it, it's got to change your life.
It is life changing. You know what's so funny? If you, like, everybody in college that knows me, I was always like looking for that $1 million idea. Like every single month I'm like, oh, okay, I got $1 million idea. My friends are like, zip it. Like, you don't like keep your job.
Yeah. We're laughing because that's me and Corey.
Yes.
And this is Larry. That's 100%.
Yeah.
Always.
It's a constant struggle between me and Larry.
And Jeremy's always like, what are you guys scheming?
Yes.
Give constructive criticism.
And like Shark Tank, we all come up with random ideas. You see them, you're like, they succeeded. Like, I can do this. Like, hey, why can't I do it?
So that's the whole purpose.
We can all be entrepreneurs too. So
no, seriously, it's not a scheme. It's really the whole purpose is because we were thinking of how can we learn from people and how can we pass on that knowledge to the audience?
Mm-hmm.
Because like not everybody has done a nonprofit.
Yes.
Right. So, and then what you're doing to the community, that's inspiring.
Yes.
Honestly. So,
but it's not $1 million idea.
But that's okay.
I've given up on that. I don't care about that $1 million idea. And that's why Sunday Strong is so cool. It's like, I haven't had one of my $1 million ideas since I started Sunday Strong. And I'm like, this is so much cooler.
Right.
So I wonder if it was $1 million idea that you were looking for or just that one thing that you felt like I could go all in on and feel
so
happy about doing.
I mean, the study is that if you make $70,000 or more, you don't get any happier past that 70,000 based on your needs, mm-hmm, and what you have and things of that nature. So a lot of people who are chasing that $1 million idea are just chasing something that doesn't exist, right? You're either going to be happy or you're not going to be happy.
I can totally see that.
So what you're doing is your step of wow.
Yes.
So you were full-time
PR.
Yes. Okay. I still do about 35 hours a week.
Okay. So still almost full-time.
Pretty much full-time. Mm-hmm.
Full-time PR. Yeah. And you tell your husband, hey, I'm going to open a nonprofit.
Yes.
What'd he say?
He is like, you go, girl. Okay, he is awesome. Like the most supportive guy ever. And I love doing all this stuff. I love doing it for my daughter. Truthfully, like I love being like that mom that is just like working, starting a nonprofit and letting her see this, that like women can do this too. Like,
okay. Yeah, that's empowering.
Know, yeah, it is really cool. And it's so funny, like, I remember at CrossFit Kids, she was wearing this shirt and it said, women are our future. And some boy said to her, yeah, but women make no money. And she was like, my mom makes more money than my dad. And I was like, what's up? That's my girl. That's not totally accurate. No,
you know. But that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's my daughter, is my wife makes more than me as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I hope my son someday says that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be honest with you. I would be perfectly okay with that scenario. Like, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. I can be a stay-at-home.
You guys are good guys. Yes.
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm definitely the corner or in the corner of my wife saying, yes, go make more money.
Yes.
Go make more money.
Now, so to Corey's question, right? Your husband's very supportive. Obviously.
And he's involved too with Sunday Strong. Oh, he goes awesome. There every Sunday.
So is this a family event, you would say?
I would say, because I also have my 2 7-year-olds that go every Sunday, and Ryan, my daughter, does videos, and she films a lot of the photos on her Instagram. Ryan? She's 7.
7. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
She just wrote her first article on Sunday Strong that she's handing out to the classes.
Is this on SundayStrong.com?
Her article?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's like was on my Instagram, and she wants to make copies and give them to the athletes on Sunday. She's like, you know, just that's trying. Awesome. It is cool. My mom's on the board. So I'd say, yeah, it's a family. It's a family affair. My sister's at the classes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, because that's important, right? Because it's obviously chewing up into some other time. If you were like at home and doing whatever, cooking, getting ready for the next day, making the meals for the next day as a family, whatever. But obviously that making it a whole family event is huge.
Yep.
That way it doesn't chew up into your time.
And I'm not ending it, but I want to make sure we don't forget to, where can we find more information? I know you said social media.
Yes. So we're on Facebook and Instagram at BBE Sunday Strong. And then our website is sundaystrong.org.
Okay. Do you guys do articles and things on there as well, or just kind of?
So we have like a news section that has articles from the community, like Hometown News just covered us last week. Some, you know, CBS segment aired. So yeah, we get a lot of traditional media, but we don't do any of our own like blog posts yet.
That'd be cool to check out.
Yeah.
Good. I think the favorite thing that I heard from you is we are all athletes. I think that speaks volumes to what you've accomplished and where you're trying to take it. One thing we want to make sure we ask every listener or ask every person for our listeners is, based on your experiences, what is one of the most important pieces of advice you can give to our listeners that they could implement tomorrow?
Okay. I would say get the phrase, I don't have time, out of your vocabulary. I think that if you want to do something, whether it be to start a nonprofit or just go to the gym in the morning, you can make the time. And it's okay to say no to other things. If you if you don't want to do something, life is busy, you know, so you can politely say, hey, I'm not into this, I'm not going to do it. But if you really want to do something, don't use not having time as an excuse. Make it happen.
That's awesome. I've actually changed it to say, I didn't make time. Because it's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That thing, it's not, you know, there is time. There's time there for anything. Time. Yeah. You know, like I'm still working my full-time job, and the Sunday Strong just comes in these little weird slots, whether it be 6 a.m. or at night, because I want it. But you know what, that dinner sometimes with that person you're not really into, I've gotten used to saying, hey, I don't really have the capacity right now, like mentally, physically. I really rather hang out with my kids right now. You know, it's okay to say those things. I feel like people are just so nervous to say, but make the time for the things you want to do.
Awesome.
Yeah. Realize when it's not a priority.
Yes.
And just say it's not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes that might be harder than others, but it's the truth. When things aren't a priority, you put other things in front of them.
Exactly.
And then you really start learning what's really a priority in your life.
Yes.
You realize whether, you know, 2.5 hours on YouTube was a priority or not. You know, you
that's
committed
true, though.
To 2.5 hours on YouTube, but
yep. And you know what?
You made that a priority over doing something impactful.
Yes. And you know,
and listen, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not speaking to anybody.
You love YouTube. No.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I love YouTube.
Yeah. You know, it's over 4th of July. I had planned this like row party. We're gonna like do a row workout and then barbecue and all this stuff. I invited people, and then like 2 days before, I'm like, I haven't really hung out with my kids at all. They've been asking, I've been so busy. And I just wrote to everyone that I invited and said, I have to cancel. I really need to spend this time with my family.
That's awesome.
And everybody was like, oh my gosh, totally understandable, totally cool. And then we had the best little like day at the beach and did our own family thing, and I really got to soak every minute with my kids, and people were okay with that.
Yeah.
It should be.
And if they aren't, Not to be. Yeah. Hey, no, you're not. But the fact you did, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I mean, sometimes you need that. You know, you need that with your family. You know, those are the moments in life. Just like, you know, having a row party on another day might be, you need that moment mm-hmm. with your friends. But when you need it, you know when you need it. Nobody yes. else can tell you when you need that.
Yeah.
What's in a row party?
Like, well, for like New Year's Day, we rode, I can't even remember. I'm blanking out right now. Half marathon. So we had teams and we all rode a half marathon. It was really fun. I think we did the teams same thing. Of four. Yeah.
But we did it with teams of two.
Oh, yes. You guys are hardcore.
Well, no, we thought we were. We felt it.
Yes.
But people are like, you're nuts. It's like New Year's Day. And I'm like, this is my fun. Like,
did we do that on New Year's?
I think we did it on New Year's Day.
I think we did too.
Was this it New Year's? Great. I feel like it was New Year's Eve. I feel like we did it.
It might have been New Year's
Eve. We ended the
and
year.
And then you celebrated.
We knew we were going to probably be together later that night. Yes. We went home and then
smart.
Came
smart. You guys are very smart.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew New Year's Day would have been a little harder.
We destroyed all the work we put in. Yeah, because we were training for the marathon.
That's
at that
right.
point. Me and Larry were training for a marathon.
They did train.
Ooh.
did they do it?
We went hardcore.
They did it. They accomplished it. They crossed the finish line. Training is, that's,
yeah.
It was 6 weeks far. They said, let's do this.
My knee is jacked up. And
Larry has excuses.
And Corey got sick.
Don't make excuses.
We did it.
I did get food poisoning.
Yeah.
During our 6 weeks of training.
Right, well, that's not fun.
Here's how it went. It was like December 28th. Mm-hmm. Corey calls me. He's like, I just signed up for a marathon. Are you in? And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. Are you in? I was like, give me a minute. And like later on that day, I was like, I already signed up. So
I like you guys. We can be friends.
And it was like the marathon was like in first week of February.
Where was it?
The Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Oh yeah.
Cool. And so
you had 6 or 7 weeks. I think you talked about it 7 weeks out, but you had a total of 6 weeks training because you had food poisoning and you had, I think, traveled or something.
I had to travel and my knee was jacked up. So we worked out for like 4 weeks,
but you did it.
They accomplished it. They finished.
Nice.
Listen, no big
athletes.
Athletes. Mental.
Exactly. We're all athletes.
You have to be mentally. Like, for us, it wasn't about time. It was about, can we mentally do it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you mentally get past that 26.2? Because if most people hear that, they're like, I'm out.
Yep.
There's no way. And that was typically my stance. But I was like, all right, let's do it. Yeah. So
I like it.
Well, we definitely think you're extraordinary. We appreciate you coming on. And just one more time, where can they find you? Instagram,
Facebook, at Be Sunday Strong, and our website is sundaystrong.org.
Awesome.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate you guys listening. If you guys got any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at fullgorillalife@gmail.com.
And on social media, check us out on Facebook and Twitter at fullgorillalife. And on, not Twitter, I do this every time, Instagram and Facebook at fullgorillalife. And on Twitter at gorillafull. Like beautiful, but with a gorilla.
And please visit our website at fullgorilla.life. And please do not forget to hit subscribe on your podcast app of choice.
Later.
Later.